Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Had a few missed phone calls the other day, and I don't know about you, but do you get frustrated when, like, your phone's just vibrating over and over again? Say you're in a meeting, and you're like, what is going on?
Put it on Do Not Disturb.
What is going on? I don't understand.
Do not put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
And I had, like, during the day, I put it on Do Not Disturb during the radio show, but in the lead up to it, like, some days we have lots of meetings. Mondays and Tuesdays, they're meet and greet days. Like, we're just in meetings all day, and that's fine. I understand that. But I'm looking at my phone, because after it vibrated so many times, I'm like, what is going on? And I look at it, and I've got all these missed phone calls from a mobile phone number. So it's not private. It's not someone that's in my contacts. I'm like, what is this? Who is this person? I don't understand. And so meeting goes on, and then I'm straight into another meeting. So 2 hours has gone past since these calls have started trying to come through. And I see a message from my wife, and it just says, I'm so sorry. And I was like, what is going on?
What have you done? Sold my car?
Look at all these voicemails that I've got, and it's someone going like, yeah, hey, it's Barry here from Barry's Gym, and we've seen your inquiry, and we're really keen to get you involved because we've seen you've signed up online for our gym, and, you know, come down. When you get a chance, we'd love to have a chat. And I was like, gym? I haven't signed up for any gym.
What was I doing scrolling on my phone at 1 o'clock in the morning?
And I called my wife, and I was like, I've got all these missed calls from someone at this gym that I've never heard of. What's going on? She's like, I've made a mistake. And I was like, what? She's like, I've signed you up for the gym. I was like,
what?
Like, firstly, ow.
Yeah,
this
awful.
Is hurtful. Secondly, what do you mean? She said, oh, I found this pamphlet in the mail, and it was like a get the first couple of months free deal, only 50 available, so you got to be in quick. So she was like, because we've been talking about it at home, like signing up for a gym. She was like, oh, this will be perfect for Tim. I'll just sort it out for him, blah blah blah. But it's like a lock-in. Once you're in, it's a lock-in. Like, yeah, you get the first couple of months free, but it's like, now you're locked in for
life. They own you. Life.
And like, I might follow this up, but I was like, what? I understand we spoke about it a little bit, but man, signing up for a gym, that's a message. Signing your partner up for something is a message to them. Like, hey, this is what you're doing. It's like signing them up to volunteer for something.
Especially when it's not as a joke.
Yeah, it's not. This is for genuine.
Something that my mates and I used to do all the time when we were at uni.
You're the worst. I already know what you're about to say.
When you'd be standing at a particular counter of a certain fast food place that was always deemed a little bit more healthy, they would often partner up with a local gym, and they just say, leave your phone number on a piece of paper and we'll call you back. And so while you were waiting for your lunch to be made, you just flick through your phone. You're like, oh yeah, Mike definitely wants to be signed up. Put Mike's number down.
You're the worst.
Yeah, and you as a joke.
I mean, has your husband Jonas ever signed you up for anything?
I mean, no, because
he knows. Yeah. He's a smart man. All right. But I know it's coming from a good place, but I think it just caught me off guard. And it got me thinking, and I think you were saying this as well. Signing your partner up for something, that's bold. That's bold without speaking to them.
It is unbelievably bold. Now, Jonas definitely encouraged me to get a gym membership at the particular chain of gyms that he goes to, which I ended up doing with an EFS sale.
Okay.
So I'll be renewing again soon. But he didn't do it for me because he knows that's not right.
5223295. What has your partner signed you up for? Maybe it was volunteering. Maybe he signed you up for coaching netball on the weekends for your daughter.
Oh, the school's got a working bee. Just put Greg down. Yeah, he'll go.
Canteen,
I'll tell him about
Judy,
it later.
They've just signed you up. Anthony from Geelong's giving us a call. Anthony, a mystery person has signed you up for something, and every single year you get a bit of a reminder?
Yeah, so I'm not sure anonymously who's put me in this this mailing list, but each year around this time, which is my birthday weekend, I get a little surprise in the mail from the Gentlemen's Club up in Melbourne, the Men's Gallery. And it's a complimentary round of drinks for me and all my posse to go celebrate my birthday, which never happens.
I love this. What I also love so much is when you called through, Anthony, off air, you told a part of that story to Tim. Tim's on the phone. She goes, what's the men's gallery? I shout
like,
out.
I thought, oh, is that like a specific male artist? Like, is it like, I'm interested in that.
Like, I'm more acquainted with the men's gallery than you are.
Anthony, if you've never cashed in, you'd have coupons galore, mate. You could take the whole town.
They find the recycle bin pretty quick. The wife's always going, who signed you up for this?
I'm sure they go to the bin because you don't want her to find them and head up to the city. She's like, I've got a girl's day.
Well, it's actually addressed with my nickname, not my first name. So it's someone who knows me well.
And someone who knows your birthday.
My wife leaves on the bench and go, oh, here's mail for you again.
All right, well, awesome. Anthony, I was going to ask what you're up to this weekend, but I think we all know exactly where you're heading.
Found the recycle bin the other day, mate. So, no, that's not happening.
Don't want to be a king for the king's long weekend?
I'm my own king. I don't need to go up there.
Happy birthday, Anthony! Tim and Jess. This is Tim and Jess. Look, can I talk about, briefly, Scientology? I know.
Okay, go for it. Let it out.
The reason I want to talk about Scientology is, did you know that there is a cruise ship and it's the Church of Scientology's cruise ship? Like, they own a cruise ship.
I absolutely believe it.
And, like, to get on it, obviously, you have to believe in that religion. So if you're, like, if you're listening and you're Islamic or you believe in Muslim faith, like, think of that. Like, if there was a cruise ship, you would have to identify as that to go on that cruise ship.
Who do they pray to in Scientology?
Tom Cruise? No, I know the answer, and it sounds disrespectful to say, but it's like a god in the sky, and it's like a octopus-ish. Like, yeah, I know, and
what?
Like, I'm not here to knock on any religion whatsoever, and this is not what I want to talk about Scientology about.
Okay, no worries. Sorry, I will not get bogged down in that. I will do some further research later. Back to the cruise ship.
Yes, Scientology, Church of Scientology owns this cruise ship, so if you're a member of that church, you can go on this cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, can I say something?
Please, keep going.
I think the Church of Scientology is onto something.
Poof.
I've been thinking, it's given me an idea. Yeah. I've been brainstorming all afternoon in my mind.
Sure.
Why don't we get other popular organizations to buy cruise ships and send, like, just the members for that off? So, like, because obviously, like, there's like Spirit, there's Carnival, there's P&O, like there's all these ships. And like anyone, like me, you, Bingo down the road, bloody whoever it may be. Just like if you want to go on a cruise, you can go on a cruise. It's not very exclusive pending money, right?
Mm.
Imagine, here's my entry level. Imagine all 18 AFL football clubs buy a cruise ship. Say Geelong, the footy club.
Yeah.
They buy a cruise ship to get access to go on it for a holiday with your family and fellow Geelong Cats supporters.
Oh, I'm sure they'd
love that.
You
have to be a member of the club. And, like, you know, you go on the cruise. Yeah, we're going mid-August. Gary Rowan's going to be playing at the karaoke bar on Tuesday night.
Well,
how fun's that?
It'll be mid-August.
That's towards the end of
a very pivotal part of the season.
Okay.
They're going into finals.
Sorry, late September.
No, they should
be freed up.
No, hopefully okay. They've got some games that they need to play. Make it October or November.
And this is a way, and I've been thinking about it, this is a way to include past players and legends of the club into these cruise ships, because then you go, all right, Cam Mooney's hosting musical bingo.
Bring on Moons.
I think, and imagine the energy of that cruise ship, because it's all just people who believe in the same thing, and that is the Geelong Football Club, or, you know, the Sydney Swans, or whatever it may be, but it's like member exclusive cruise ships.
Okay, my question to you is, if there was one for Essendon, because AFLW, you are a Hoops supporter. AFL Men's, you are
Essendon. For life.
So if there was an Essendon cruise ship, you on it?
Absolutely. But the thing is, because I have an AFLW membership, I also have access to Geelong's.
Oh, both cruises.
Well, this is the thing. If you're willing to pay, like, you still have to pay on top of your membership. So it's not just like, all right, you're a member of Geelong, you get to go on it. It's like, all right, before you can even think about buying a ticket on this cruise ship, at minimum, you have to be one of the members of Geelong who are almost breaking their... They've just broken their membership record, mind you. 90,000 is on the horizon for the Cats members. But imagine celebrating that with a cruise, girly.
Where are you cruising to?
Who cares? It's like, where do cruises... New Caledonia, Fiji, Tahiti, New Zealand, Kangaroo Island. Let's go. It doesn't matter. Just go out into the middle of the ocean. It's a party on the water and everyone's in the same belief... That, yep, whether it's a football team or it's your, I don't know, local crochet club.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something that can bring us all together. and have us a bit of a fun.
Genuinely, I'm on board with this. More than anything, I'm astounded that the guy who is just so passionate about an early bedtime is the one that's keen for a party on the water.
Oh, it's not. I'm not talking, like, this sounds awful to me, but for other people, sounds like a hoot.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
It's once a week. If we're having disagreements, we bring it to this time slot and we get you to decide who is right in the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session.
Okay, I am scared for how this may go because I am concerned that whoever is going to preside as our judge may take the side of my husband here.
Right, and I'm also siding with Jonas, your husband, because I have been in this situation and I'm surprised. I'm just so surprised that you even attempted what you're about to talk about.
What do you mean? I've got places to be, things to do, okay?
All right. Yes, Karen, what would you like to bring to the courtroom of Tim and Jess today?
I have just noticed that while I am on my way into work each day, there just seems to be an unimaginable amount of people who are on their phone
right at
the traffic lights.
Okay.
And as you know, there's about 72 sets of traffic lights as you come into Geelong.
Yeah. On Trobe Terrace. You can get the Golden Run if you ever have. Give us a call. We'd love to talk about it. Have never heard of anyone getting close to it, but
must
sure.
Must have felt amazing.
Yep.
I've gotten pretty close to it, but it was at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Doesn't count.
It's got
to be business hours, 9 to 5. It's got to be in that time slot.
If anybody has achieved it, my goodness, I'd love to shake your hand and get that good luck. Anyway, there's a lot of sets of traffic lights. You get held up at almost every single one of them. And last week in particular, I had one extraordinary day. This happened 3 times in the space of the 10-minute journey through all of those traffic lights. There was somebody in front of me on their phone, not paying attention, and I would be the second car back from the front.
Right.
So it is on to that person. They've got the responsibility of paying attention and watching for when the light turns green so that they can go and then we can all follow. 3 people were on their phone. Yes, I did see them because I was looking. They're on their phone and I'm waiting. I'll give it a bit. It's not an immediate toot. It's not an immediate toot. And I will wait. And then other cars have commenced driving. We're still stationary. Well, mate, I'm giving you a toot.
How long are your toots?
Oh, it's just a really cute little
boop, boop.
Yeah. Oh, boop. Sometimes it's just a little boop,
boop.
It's just a little pop. I've had to amend the toot because Jonas thought that I tooted too long. I held the toot. It was an elongated toot.
Yeah. And that's a bit, that is a bit passive.
So I will say that I have totally switched up. I've made it more of a cute toot.
Do you know the fine for tooting your horn?
What is it?
$698 and 3 points.
Well, mate, I'd have to declare bankruptcy because... Yeah.
You've lost your license for 40 years at this rate. Just a little toot here, toot there. Toot down Moorabool, toot down the Gordon. What are you going to do? You're tooting everywhere, Sarah Marie.
It was just 3 little toots. They were tiny little toots to get the person's attention.
Big dairy day?
Do you know what? Only one of them actually put their hand up as well to say, sorry, my bad.
I think you just attract these
situations.
No,
Sarah. I don't.
You always come in and you go, oh, this yobbo on the road today.
You're
like Earth and everything bad gravitates around you. It's very interesting.
No, it's not just me. Ah! The next day, my mum called me and she was telling me about some young people she ended up tooting and flipping the bird to. I want to know. In this instance, please keep in mind, I waited. I always wait to see if there's other cars then moving in the other lanes that you are next to and they're moving. I am patient and it is the cutest little single toot you've ever heard in your life. Just a little boop, that's it.
No toot.
Then what am I meant to do? Not get to work because...
Well, eventually they'll realise. Eventually they will realise.
And then we've missed the light.
It's real first world problem stuff, eh?
Well, how long have I got to come down? Seriously?
Look, this is why you brought it to the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The way this works now is some person, one person, just needs to call on 5223-2955. They're the judge. Whatever they say becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Give us a call. You be the judge. Is honking okay?
Toot. Can you say toot? Honking feels aggressive.
I didn't want to say, is tooting okay? Can you toot on the road? We had a couple of people call up who were jury members, Nicole and Christina from Leopold, both pro-toot. They're saying, Sarah Marie, we agree with you in your situation where these people ahead of you were all on their phones. Mm. You were well within your right to toot. But at the end of the day, we put that on record, but it matters what our judge from Leopold, Dave, says. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
How are you?
Yeah, look, Dave, Sarah Marie's in a bit of a tizzy with the world at the moment. As a judge, whatever you say becomes law. Is it to toot or not to toot?
I say toot loud, toot hard, and toot on. I am absolutely... I'm a honker myself. I will sit there and hold. I will hold my horn. If I can tell that they're on the phone, I will hold. And as soon as it goes green as well, if I can tell they're on their phone, I'm a hold down until they're moving.
There's definitely a difference between giving someone a toot and then there's definitely like, I'm getting on the horn. I might get carpal tunnel.
Only if I can tell that they're on their phone and... Yeah, I'll be on my horn until they start moving, and sometimes even follow them a bit with the horn.
Is it something that's aggressive, Dave? I'll be honest.
Yeah, as we're on the radio, everyone get off your phone while you're driving.
Absolutely, it's not just opinion. It is kind of the law.
It's definitely
but
the law.
I don't know, but Dave, when you're like surveying, because it's all happening live, like out on the roads across Geelong, do you give a bit more grace to older people that just might not be like fully switched on to green v red?
I don't see that many old people on their phone.
Oh, no, not on the phone. Like, you know how sometimes you're like, oh, are they on their phone? Oh, no, this is just a senior man who's clearly figuring it out.
As I said, if they're not on their phone, I'm pretty reserved on me honk.
Okay.
Right, okay, so cool.
There it is, Dave.
Judge Dave. I've never been happier in my life.
Not on the toot, on the horn. We appreciate it, Your Honour.
No worries. Have a great night, guys.
Yeah, toot on, Dave.
I will now.
Toot on, indeed.
I can comfortably toot on.
Yep. You're going to be honking the whole way up the M1 until the battery runs out.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.